I was in the Air Force, ROTC, and they were not supposed to call me in the service for like 3 years. They called me in the month after I graduated and sent me to meteorology school. I'm a weather forecaster also.
And I want to get to that.
Yeah.
But while you're playing college ball in 57-8,
yeah,
President Eisenhower is signing the Civil Rights Act,
mm-hmm,
of 1957.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, we saw the integration of Little Rock,
Rock
Central High School.
Right.
I guess that was something you knew was happening.
Oh,
in the meantime, you had your own work to do, and
right,
you were doing your own thing.
The thing, right. I was well aware of all of that taking place, all of that. I was well aware of Brown versus the Board of Education, because one of the primary individuals that was supplying the information and doing the research for that case was John Hope Franklin. And John Hope Franklin is from my high school. So
right,
I knew all about his participation in that case. And one of the other attorneys in that Brown versus the Board of Education lawsuit was from the University of Pittsburgh.
You go on then to further training, and you go in the military, and
right,
you become a meteorologist.
Meteorologist, right. I went to the St. Louis University's Graduate School of Meteorology for 1 year, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening, 5 days a week for one solid year. But they wouldn't let us stay and get a master's degree, because all we had to write was a dissertation, because I was right up at the top of the class. And we tried to get them to let us just stay another semester and do a dissertation, but they sent us on to active duty.
And where did you go on active duty?
Stead Air Force Base, Nevada.
Anything memorable there as a weather forecaster?
Oh, yeah. We had the best forecasting detachment in the 4th Weather Wing.
That would have been in the 60s, early 60s.
Yeah, 61 and 62. I was discharged from the Air Force on the 8th of August, 1962.
Your weather forecast was for what areas?
From Seattle, Washington, down to San Diego, which included Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, and Montana.
You left the service in what year?
8th of August, 1962.
Before Vietnam started heating up, or was just beginning to heat up in there?
It was beginning to.
It was the beginning.
Yeah. It was when they had the Bay of Pigs over in Cuba, you remember?
Yes.
I was in the service then.
But it had nothing to
do with that.
Forecasting.
Mm-mm.
For the Bay of Pigs.
No.
The aborted Bay of Pigs.
The pigs, right.
Out of the service, you eventually came back to Tulsa.
Right. See, before I went in the service, I was a full-time employee of the Douglas Aircraft Company. So when I got out of the service, I returned to my job at the Douglas Aircraft Company. And then the Douglas Aircraft Company didn't merge with McDonald until 67. Then they became the McDonnell Douglas Corporation. I had a total of 31 years with the Douglas Aircraft Company and McDonnell Douglas.
American Airlines, did you work for them?
I worked for them for 10 years almost after I had retired from McDonnell Douglas Corporation.
And as of this date, February 24th, 2010, you're working for?
I work on behalf of the FAA as one of their designated engineering representatives for structures. And I have been a designated engineering representative for the FAA since 1997.